Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Congress is working on a very important bill right now. They're hoping it gets bipartisan support. They don't need bipartisan support in the House, but in the Senate, to overcome filibusters by Moscow Mitch, they need 10 Republicans, and they work with Moscow Mitch behind the scenes to get 19 Republicans, including Moscow Mitch, for the hard infrastructure bill. This one appears to have some bipartisan support, and it's this: to amend the 19th century law called the Electoral Count Act. Take a little bit of history on that one. Back in the 1870s, in 1876, there was a presidential election between Rutherford Hayes and Sam Tilden. Rutherford Hayes was a Republican. Those days, they were the Liberal Party. They were the anti-slavery party. Sam Tilden was a Democrat. That was the pro-slavery party. Rutherford Hayes was also a colonel at the Battle of Antietam. He's a war hero from the Civil War. Under his command was a sergeant, named William McKinley, who went on to be president of the United States too. In any event, Rutherford Hayes lost the election, but the Congress got together and rammed him through anyway. In other words, sort of like what the insurrection wanted on January 6th, but in reverse. It wasn't violent. And it was basically, look, we won the Civil War, and we're not going to overturn that. But in the process, there were a lot of hurt feelings, obviously. And one of the sad devil's bargains that occurred was everybody got together, withdrew federal troops from the South, and said Reconstruction's over. And as a result, African Americans were brutalized, hanged, butchered for 100 years until John Kennedy came along. And then, of course, Lyndon Johnson and the rest. And that is the story in a nutshell there. Well, in the 1880s, they finally thought, you know, we got to make sure this doesn't happen again. They passed the Electoral Count Act. And this is the one that Trump was trying to harness. And here's how it would have worked. And it's really kind of ingenious and diabolical. Let's say that, because you know that a majority, two-thirds of the Republicans in the House caucus, 160 of them, voted not to certify Joe Biden. You knew that. And if you didn't, you should know that. And in the Senate, a lot of them didn't vote to do it either. But we had a majority in the House, and we have a majority in the Senate. And therefore, the certifications from the 50 secretaries of state and governors were accepted, even if the mob was out there trying to kill people. And that there, but for the grace of God, goes a constitutional crisis and a civil war. Because what would have happened is, let's say Kevin McCarthy was speaker, they would have said, we're not certifying this. And Mitch McConnell from the majority, we're not certifying this. And if that had happened, the law under the Electoral Count Act is the Congress decides. We say, okay, we had a majority of the Congress. No, because the way the Congress is defined there is each state gets one vote. Now there are 50 states. Believe it or not, about 30 of those 50 states are run by Republicans. There are a lot of small ones like Wyoming and all that. And the biggies like New York and California are Democratic. But it doesn't matter how, you know, in other words, if California, doesn't matter how many Democratic senators or congressmen they have, they're going to vote their one vote, probably Democratic. But for instance, something like Wisconsin, and this is in the House, not the Senate. Wisconsin has 8 congressional seats, and right now, 5 of them are Republicans. So 5-3, they would have voted, and Wisconsin's vote would have gone to Trump. Would have gone to Trump, even though Biden won the state. And then Trump, under the Electoral Count Act, would have been the president, because under that act, Congress, 50 states, 50 delegations, but only one vote per delegation. So it does not matter. It's not who has a majority. We got to get rid of that. That is what they are starting to amend. I think it's got to go farther than that. Here is a constitutional crisis in the making. In Arizona and Wisconsin now, there is a move afoot in the legislature, Republican. Now, these are gerrymandered legislators, gerrymandered caucuses, to have the legislature have a state law pass that the legislature awards the electoral votes. Not the presidential election. So there would be a presidential election, and you all would go to the, and I would go to the polls, and we would say, vote for Biden by 20,000 votes. Voss and LeMahieu, and it would probably be just the assembly, but it could be the state Senate, would say, we think there was, quote, fraud. Well, really, where? Well, I don't know. We just have a feeling, a bad feeling. So we're going to give the votes to Trump. All they have to do is do that in six states. They're never going to do it in Alabama or New York because they're going to go Republican or Democratic anyway, as they normally do. If they do that in the Republican legislatures in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, Arizona, Nevada, and Georgia, they will pick the president forever and re-gerrymander their states. Now, you're out there thinking this is America, that can't happen. You're extremely lazy if you think that. If you think that this all happened by accident, you are extremely lazy. It did not happen by accident. It happened because a lot of people got killed in the Revolutionary War. A lot of people got killed in the Civil War. A lot of people got killed in World War II. A lot of people put their lives on the line for what you have. And you also have to understand something. You're not going to have a coup in the sense of an African or a South American coup with the military with medals all over their chest come in and take things over. No, you're not going to find that. You are going to find lawyers and people with briefcases saying, we're simply going to amend this law and that law. You yawn and you go to the sports page. Well, suddenly you'll vote for a president who wins the primary in your state. And the legislature will say, we're awarding the electoral votes to the other guy. Now, what are you going to do? Are you going to take up arms? No, you're not. And you slipped slowly into what Russia slipped into, Belarus slipped into, and other countries have slipped into. And the Republican Party has become a fascist, authoritarian, right-wing party. People say, oh, well, they're not all QAnon. No, they're not all QAnon, but they're all authoritarian and slowly strangling our democracy. You've got to understand that. You've got to understand that. And so what do you do about that? Right now, they've squeezed out one of their best people, Adam Kinzinger, in Illinois. And that's partially because the Democrats in redistricting threw him into a district with a guy named LaHood, Roy LaHood, who's a right-wing Trumper. And Kinzinger would lose a Republican primary in that district because he'll stand up to Trump. So he's going to have no congressional seat. The Republican Party, if it can heal itself internally, fine. But there's an alert citizenry that's educated on this and understands that democracy is going to end not by people in military uniforms coming in and taking over the country. No, not at all. It's going to end with lawyers and politicians and people like Voss and LeMahieu, people like Tiffany and all of these people in this state, Fitzgerald, saying, well, we're just going to change this piece of legislation and that, and then it's too late. That is what is happening. The Republican Party has to be outed wherever you are in letters to the editor, call-ins, and everything else. This is a fascist party. This is an authoritarian party that is slowly strangling our democracy. We're going to break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.